Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, beautiful angels. Thank you so much for joining on this blessed Sunday. It is so delightful to be gathered together with each of you as each and all of us will be blessed by angels and bring light to our planet at this pivotal time. If you would, please say hello in the chat. And tell us where you're from and your intention for today. We have a beautiful time planned for you. We're going to invoke light and angels, talk about how we can really walk with angels, really walk in grace in our daily lives. We'll do an experiential meditation, and then we'll do some sharing Q&A. So we'll do sharing a few times so you can ask questions about what I'm talking about. You can ask anything that comes to mind and heart and soul about how do I lift up on the wings of angels right into the heart of God. So with that, if you would, please just say hello in the chat so we can bless you and share your intention for today. So intention is a very powerful tool for giving God a blueprint for what we'd like to receive. And of course, sometimes something far greater comes in. Sending so much love to this international gathering. And of course, all the angels are welcoming from where they are right here in our hearts and in the celestial realm. So much love. If you would just prepare yourself to receive and let's dream big, really open yourself to receive on all levels. So many miracles occur with the great archangel. So let's let this day be your day of receiving miracles. So we're going to start with calling in the light. If you would, just open your hearts, close your eyelids, and open yourself to receive. Maybe you place a hand on your heart and a hand on your belly so you can include your inner child, all parts of you enfolded in love. So take a deep breath in, deep breath in, and breathe in all the love of the universe and of spirit, deep breath into all parts of you. As you exhale, let go of anything less than love. Just let it all go. Next breath, breathe in light. Just see that light filling every cell, bringing healing and love. As you exhale, let go of anything less than light. And with this next breath, breathe in love and light into every part of you. Exhale with some sound. Let it all go. Deep breath in, breathe in love and light, breathe in love and light, raise your hands up into your soul, and as you exhale, shake it all out, shake your hands, move your body, let it all go, let it all go, just move it all out, we're going to let go of anything less than light, anything less than love, shake it all out, shake your hands, shake your hips, shake your feet, stomp, just let it all go. Move your energy field. Beautiful. One last deep breath. Breathe in love. Exhale with sound. Clear your energy field. And now open yourself to receive even more as we open into the light of the Holy Spirit. And beloved Lord God, we keep breathing in love. And breathing out anything less than love as we open into the light of grace, the light of the Christ, the light of God. just opening to receive and asking that anything that's less than love just be taken now and during this gathering and even listening to the recording, that we could be lifted up in your grace, that every part of us be blessed by angels and by the Lord, by the Mother, Father, God. Place this gathering today into light. Father, Mother, God, bring us into your joy, into your grace. And now just connect, my beloved earth angels. Connect heart to heart. Be aware of hands in your hands as you hold hands with each one present, celestial and earthly. Being aware that you hold the hand of God, that you are connected heart to heart, that you are loved and blessed and sanctified in every way. And now place both your hands on your heart, breathing in and receiving all that love right into you. That love is infinite. All the love of everyone present, the angels and the Lord, goes right into your heart, healing you, restoring you, bringing you in to your original state of grace. And so be it, and blessed be it. Amen. We're going to bring in the Anai Hue, which is Sanskrit to evoke the empathy of God, and just go ahead and chant out loud with the Anai Hue. Silence. Just receive and be aware. Very rare angelic presence has joined us. Some call it a silent one, an unnameable one. It's so pristine and high, we cannot capture it in a name or sound. These beings only come close in on our planet, which is in a state of change and something quite significant is occurring. This is a pivotal time. So please open your consciousness, your awareness, your heart, and allow this one to touch into you, to bless you, to sanctify you, to lift you. And please continue to travel, to fly. And I will start to share a bit with you. But know that whatever might be said through me, is second to the experience that these great angels will bring you into. So please experience. Don't feel the need to comprehend or connect to the words. You can always listen to the recording later. Prioritize sacred, deep, and divine experience. And if you would, let's get grounded for a moment. You're not grounding your spirit. You're bringing the spirit all the way into your physical presence. Bring healing to bring stability and safety, which allows you to soar even higher. So drop a grounding cord from your root chakra and your feet chakras. Yes, you have chakras in your feet. Drop a grounding cord like the most gorgeous sequoia tree roots deep into the core of the earth. Deep into the core of the earth. In the core of the earth is a beautiful golden orb. It's called the Tuan. It means the grace of God. It's from a spiritual path that is no longer on the planet. This Tuan, this golden, often spinning orb, connects you to the Christ, to grace, to other magical beings, to angels, to devas, to nature spirits, to the Lord, to God. So connect deep into the core of the earth. Drop your grounding cords deep into that golden orb and feel rooted, stable, so that you can be winged and rooted. Being aware of the growing things surrounding you, connecting deep into the earth so that the spirit is within you, your body, even as you walk this level. And now be aware of soaring very high up into the highest realms of light. No limit. Drop all reference points and allow spirit to take you ever higher. Often we can forget to ground and include our younger selves, and that can bring in fear when we go into the spirit. So starting with grounding can help, and then you can go up even higher. So thank you, beloveds. Thank you so much for joining today. I'm just going to share a little bit with you about how to connect in a more conscious way to these angels. Of course, they're always with you, and it's really a matter of the more aware you are of them and awake, of course, to angels, to spirit, the more spirit can utilize you to help turn yourself and the planet to light at this pivotal time. So since we've gathered here today with lots of angels, and there are, in my perception, millions of angels, to tell you 30 seconds about myself, my name is Alicia. I don't know if I shared that. I speak and hear the angelic language. I've been connecting consciously to angels since I was 4 years old, and I have led about 250 classes on it, and I have a few books coming out with Hay House on angels. So how do we avail ourselves of this miraculous divine asset? Let's talk a little bit about that. The Associated Press did this fascinating study just recently, July 2023. They polled the globe, and they found something very extraordinary, which is that 75% of the world believe in angels. Is that not crazy? Just, if you also think that's amazing, just throw it in the chat. Just throw an emoji or a wing or something in the chat. Because this is a belief that unites us at this divisive time. That belief in angels transcends religion, culture, gender, no gender, country, age. It's one of it's the only belief I can think of. Even the belief in something higher than ourselves, that a lot of wars are promulgated in the name of God, love, spirit. But angels is something that it seems that we can almost all of us agree upon. So it would seem they are real, but what are they really? So there are probably as many definitions of angels as there are people to define them. In my experience, angels are one with the will of God and God's winged messengers. They are a divinely ordained shortcut to God. So how do we connect to them? And I, by the way, suggest you only connect to the great archangels, which I'm going to tell you how to in just a moment. The great archangels, in my experience, there's about 150 of them. There are Googleplex bajillions, I think that's an official number, of angels, 150 great archangels. So rare, so pristine. How do we connect? Well, I'm going to give you a few tips, and then we're going to do a meditation to directly connect. So there's a lot of myths about angels. Like, people say to me, Alicia, I don't know if I'm seeing angels, because I'm not seeing fat babies with bows and arrows or hot arcane men in dresses. And I tend to say, well, then I'm not seeing angels either, because that, in my experience, is a myth. Yes, they're beautiful, incredibly gorgeous beings. Do they have wings? Well, the wings are a way to explain how they are everywhere at once. But that tends to be anthropomorphized descriptions of angels. I posit that you are all already experiencing angels. Have you ever had a near miss in an accident, or had a miraculous cure, or had something resolved that just made no sense? Even heard the stories about a bus being moved out of the way of a child, or heard about the airplane that was going down and then was lifted up. Now, that is all God, but angels are God's hands, wings, voice, comfort. Have you been alone in the dark of night, feeling so abandoned, terrified of just existing? And you call out to something, and all of a sudden something enters into your breath and says, it'll be okay. My beloved, I'm with you. These are angels. These are God, but God comes to us through angels, not only, of course, but often through angels. So we sense angels in the same way that we sense spirit, love, the numinous, right? So just take a moment and reflect. How do I sense spirit? Do I see visions? So the spiritual senses, beloveds, are subtle, right? We don't see, sense, hear spirit, angels, like you're seeing my image. But you can know the presence of angels much more clearly than you're seeing my image. You can know, in fact, that to me is possibly the number one benefit of connecting to the great archangels, the very highest angels. And I will talk to you about how to discern the difference in a moment. But the value is they can help you and see if you can experience it even now. We're going to do a meditation in a minute, but where you can experience God, spirit, as tangibly as you feel your seat bones on the chair, or your feet on the floor if you're standing, or you're seeing my image, others' image on the screen. Angels tangibilize God, spirit, the divine. If I'm not using the word that you refer to, that which is higher, please substitute your word in. But they tangibilize, they make the numinous, the heavenly, more tangible, especially when you need it most, especially when it feels like all hope is lost. That is when call upon the angels and they will come in so immediately, so imminently, every time. Every time. So how can you be a little more aware of that? So going back to spiritual sensing, take a moment and just be aware of how you most often sense spirit. You may see visions. You may see a beautiful image of God. You may hear messages, divine sounds. You may have a kinesthetic sense, goosebumps, a hand on a shoulder. You may have an emotional sense. You just suddenly feel lighter, joyous, free, happy, calm, peaceful. You may just know the presence of angels. You just know. That, by the way, is how I sense angels most. I just know. And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Just take a moment and allow yourself to be aware. There is still that very big presence I shared about, that silent one. How are you sensing them? And people in the chat are talking about it's subtle. It is very subtle. It's a feeling. There is no, to borrow a phrase from John Roger, my spiritual teacher, the only wrong way to sense angels is to not try to sense angels. Sometimes it's a sign, you find a feather, or you ask for a loved one to come present, a loved one who's passed, and all of a sudden you feel them with you. So it's really just a matter of being a little more aware. And here's a big tip. Ask them to come in a way you can perceive. Right? Because it can feel like a long distance call. So simply ask them, Mikael, Raphael, you don't even have to name names. You can just say, angels, come in a way I can perceive right now. I could use a little help. I could use knowing that you're present. Reveal yourselves to me in a way I can perceive right now. So, are angels always with you? Absolutely. Are you always with angels? Probably not. I certainly am not, because I can be walking around and worried or anxious or depressed or whatever. Am I with the angels at that moment? Heck no. Angels are funny. Angels are light. Angels are joyous. Angels are sacrilegious. Yes, I said it. They are. Angels are powerful. Right? So, if you would have more of the qualities we all associate with angels, ask from the inside out, angels, because you have angels within you, because you are an angel. A whole heck of a lot more I could say about that. That is my first book called Your Archangelic Ancestry. And no, this is not an advertisement because it's not even out for a year. But that will be, I've written a whole book about that, how you can access angels from right within you. Right? Right within you. So it's a both and. You are an angel. You can access all those beautiful qualities we associate with angels. When somebody says, you are an angel, what do they mean? You've just served me. You are beautiful. You are sweet. You are kind. You are pure. You are innocent. You're courageous. Those qualities, if you would evoke those more, call forth your angelic self. Yes. So today I'm just kind of planting seeds. And again, we'll do future gatherings. Also for free, I just want to give back, about each of these topics. So if it feels like you're kind of drinking from a water hose at the moment, just know we'll break it down a little bit more in future gatherings. So lastly, I want to say it can help you to connect, to be aware of who's present. Is it Mikael? Is it a silent one? Is it Raphael? Is it Zadikael? Is it Uiel? Etc. So just ask, who's present? I often will just sense who's present, and then I hear the name. You might hear the name and then sense more into them. You may have no idea, but you're like, ah, it's that huge purple angel. I don't know who you are, but you're the size of a mountain and you're present again. Yeah? So take just that extra moment and just sense into who's present. And then a great way to connect is to bring forward a message. Right? To just go, you might ask a question. What's the highest good about this situation in my life? And then surrender and receive that message. Always check it out. Discern that it's the highest message. Most of the time it will be. Always it comes in on love. So reach up and reach up into the light. Physically stretch your arms up. Just be aware of the angels reaching down. Just drop your shoulders and just with a deep breath, let go. Shake your hands. And reach out and open to receive. Arch back. Open to receive. Exhale. Just melt. Into the present moment. And those of you who have done my classes before, you know sparkly fingers, right? So show me sparkly fingers. If you sense angels with you, sparkly fingers. If you are an angel, sparkly fingers. If you are aware that the light is who you are, this is sparkly fingers, right? You can do all kinds of variations on sparkly fingers. People get very creative with their sparkly fingers. Yes, I see some professional sparkly fingered people there. So why am I doing this? It's really to move your energy field because I just gave you a lot of intellectual information. And so it's just kind of coming back into the moment. And beautiful. So I'm going to see if there's any quick questions in the chat. How can I get spiritual protection? First of all, neutrality. Being in a state of neutrality is an incredible way to not pick up things because you're aware, first of all, God's doing the work. Second of all, I'm in the presence of God, the angels. I'm surrounded by the angels. There's a great spiritual protection, two great spiritual protections from the angels. One, John Roger gave us many years ago, and that is called the 8-foot cube of light. So see an 8-foot cube of light all around you. Usually you see it as clear. You could see it as white light. Or clear light, the clear light of spirit, you might put a color on it. So JR said that it came from the Archangel Gabriel. That's one spiritual protection. One that I really like is biblical, where you'll see four beings. In the Bible, I believe it says four beasts, but that could sound pejorative. So four beings facing outward. So you might have four angels like Mikael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, around you facing outwards, right, protecting you. Could be, you know, Father God, Mother God, Christ, Buddha, whomever you like facing outwards. I will have all different ones. Sometimes it's just four colors. So that's a great spiritual protection to invoke. Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
And now it's time if you have any questions. We have a good 45 minutes. If you would, please, so if you'd like to share, go ahead and raise your Zoom hand, and we'll put instructions in the chat of how to do that. And let me know any questions you have. You can either raise your Zoom hand and we'll share live, or just put a question in the chat. Either way, so I am, just go ahead and raise your Zoom hand. If you can't figure out how to do that, we've put it in the chat, and you can also reach out to our incredible angels, assisting angels, which is our lovely Cindy and Brett. They have angel support after their name. So if you would, just raise your Zoom hand. And if you would, please keep your questions about, you know, either what I talked about, something from the meditation. This is not a time to do personal sharing. I will do classes later where you can do personal sharing, and we'll look at past lives or whatever. But this one is more general, you know, about angels. So, and I'm going to do my best to get to everyone who wants to share, and feel free. Is there a queen of angels? Not a queen like we think of queens, but there is a mother god of angels, a few. One that's very easy and accessible is Mama Ael, Mama Ra-Ael. Brett, you can attempt to put that in the chat if you want. But you can just ask for the angel, the mother god angel. So is that the mother god? No, but will she again, they don't have gender, but they can come in on polarity. She can connect you into the divine feminine, into the mother God. Also, another angel I'll tell you about, has a lot of beautiful divine feminine energy, is Athea Endiael. Those who have taken some of my classes will be familiar with her. Athea Endiael, let's see, what's a short name? Athea Endiael, is the Archangel of the Beloved. For me, it comes in with a lot of divine feminine energy. I hope that answers that question. There is an Archangel Michael line in Europe. That's a big question that I probably won't have time for now, but there are ley lines in Europe, the Michael, Archangel Michael ley lines, which come in on a particular energetic of the Archangel Michael and also the Christ in my experience. So I love that question. I just may not have time to go into a lot of detail, but again, we'll do other gatherings. So let's take some live some live questions now, and then I'll look back at the chat. So let's start with Kelly. So we'll ask you to unmute and spotlight Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
I just want you to know I'm always so honored to be in your presence. So thank you for doing this for us. Really grateful. Looking forward to the future more.
Wonderful.
I want to check something with you when we're talking about requesting assistance from the angelic kingdom. I don't have a lot of awareness of it except for maybe once or twice. And every day I go inside and I just ask that every breath be a prayer for the angelic assistance to come present. And that everything that I see that the angels will go and assist with as well as the light. And I don't have enough awareness to be able to see if that's really, I mean, I know intention works, of course, but I don't know if I need to tweak something. I just think it's really beautiful to come into the some form of relationship with what they are. It sometimes I think feels like there could be legions of angels because I feel the fullness, but I don't feel the individuality.
I really hear you. And again, I'll go into much more depth in future gatherings, but a great tip is one is to ask them to come in a way that you can perceive. See, I think you, and that would be the collective you, are experiencing them, but you very specifically, Kelly, because I know you well, are experiencing them much more than you're giving yourself credit for. It's subtle. These are formless beings. They are not arcane men in dresses or fat babies with bows and arrows, right? That's the cherubim, by the way. And quickly to say, so that's the confluence of original innocence with being a spiritual warrior. So if you ever feel like you need that, those two qualities together, call upon the cherubim. So I think you're already experiencing them more. A tip, let me receive a tip. A tip would be to surrender more into the silence and the divine unknowing. To take that divine pause. And right now, sense into that spaciousness. See, you are essence, Kelly, and all. You are formless. You are spirit. Angels come in as a shimmer on the wind of the Holy Spirit. These high angels that I'm talking about are very subtle. Very subtle, but also they can, you know, in the Bible, there's something like, I'm going to say 56. I could be completely off, but I think it's in the 70s. Of phrases where the angels are saying, fear not, do not be afraid, you know, fear not. And then they give their message, even to Mary, even to Ezekiel, even to the prophets, because they are big presences. So one, my tip would be, one is to just take that divine, call them in, invoke everybody. Angels' capacity to serve is infinite. Call them in with every breath. I love it. Call them in if it's like, Angels, I'm getting frustrated by the traffic. Help me. No, nothing is too mundane all the way to they cured me of cancer, right? And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Nothing is too big and nothing is too small. So call them in. Take that divine pause. Make friends with the silence. And then allow the knowing to come in and ride upon the silence. And that is the presence of spirit through its angels. If you're experiencing, I can see that, Kelly, yes? Yes. So it's really just giving yourself the benefit of the doubt and realizing it's subtle.
Thank you,
love. Of course. Okay. So I'm going to go with Sherry because I don't think I've shared with Sherry before. So how can I assist you?
I'm not sure that this is an appropriate question for how you scoped it out. I've always sensed angels around me, and I've been, you know, especially Archangel Michael. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to know, with what's going on in the world today, I mean, there's just so much going on. I guess we're shifting up, and how the angels figure into this, or how to deal with it better.
I think that's a very appropriate question. I love that question. So, yes, my dear, it's a very intense time on the planet. Angels figure very prominently into it. Several ways, and I'm going to touch on to it as explained. You know, this is just a skimming the surface here, and we'll go deeper in the future. So first of all, if you're feeling anxiety or concern or like, what the heck, why is God allowing this, right, call on the angels. Because angels are God's mind as well as hands. So they will help us come into more of a peace and an understanding and realizing that while certainly some things seem good and bad, that God, that spirit, is learning and loving it all. I'm not saying this is easy, but angels help lift us into that elevated perspective. Oh, this is fodder for God, goddesses learning. oh, this is assisting me to learn unconditional acceptance. This is calling me into learning to love as God loves, which is unconditionally. This is bringing me into greater neutrality. Angels help expand us. They lift, pun intended, I guess, lift us up into that higher perspective. They are so close in right now, Sherry. A silent one, which is the one that started off our gathering, they do not come in all that often. They are high, 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 high. They're the highest. It's hard to even call them angels because they're so high. They're the bridge from essence to individuation. Right? They hold creation in. They are close in now because this is an intense time on the planet. Our light is needed. It's not our light. It's God's light. It's us going, utilize me to bring more light into the planet. You may be aware of angels walking through you into this level to assist, to serve. You're not in your head. I think you probably are. I think a lot of us are. So they come in through us. They are very close in. The big boy angels are very close in. Right? Now, can they stop bombs? Can they stop, you know, people with nefarious intentions? They don't interfere, but they do intervene. They don't interfere because we have free will. We have free choice. But they do intervene. They do, you know, there's the proverbial angel on the right going, yeah, don't do that. Choose love, right? Do we have a little devil on our left? Oh, yeah, that's the strengthener, right? But that angel, those angels are speaking love into us, into our planet, into our leaders at this time. So what can you do? What can we all do? Call upon them. Ask them to continue to bless us. Ask them to stop the bombs, to stop the wars, to stop the hate, etc. Pray to God, and God often answers through the angels. Be aware that you, Sherry, and all of us have an angel, an angelic self right within us. So we choose. So world peace starts with individual peace. So the more that we can choose into love, into light, this instant, everybody, this instant, please, right now, choose. Just say, I choose love and light. I choose to be love and light. I am one with God, and I am allowing that love to enter into our planet in a greater way. Right now through me. And as you state those intentions and prayers, the angels amplify them. Okay?
It's interesting you say that because I've been working with unconditional loving. So that fits right in. Thank you very much.
So my pleasure. I'm going to check the chat real quick and see if there's anything I can answer really quick. I want to say one thing really quick, which is you can also utilize angels to, do angels have different areas of specialty? Absolutely. But do you need to know which area, like, oh, I need cord cutting. I'm going to call on Mikael. No, they all work for the same team. They all play for the same team. So you don't have to, if you are like, I want to call on Ariel and I need spiritual protection. Oh, wait, Mikael is spiritual protection. No, don't worry about it. Call on whatever angel you want for whatever you want. But do they have areas of intention? Yes, they do.
Aaron, we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you so much, everyone. It has been such a delight to be with you. It's been my honor and my pleasure. To those of you who join me live on a Sunday, may you have such a blessed rest of your day, whether it's Sunday or Monday or wherever you're, and all those watching the recording, may you be blessed as well. Go with God. Let's unmute you if you like so you can say goodbye.
Thank you, Alicia.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code HEALTHYLIFE. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.